Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Assistant Ag Commissioner Rick Rhodes with us today to talk about mosquitoes and the West Nile virus. Now, I always thought that that was pretty much a spring and summer problem.
Well, you know what, Tony? It may be winter, but the threat of mosquitoes and diseases that they carry never actually goes away. In Texas, we had more than 150 cases of West Nile virus in humans and 12 deaths in 2013, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. In fact, a mosquito tested positive for West Nile virus in Williamson County in November.
Wow, what are the symptoms?
Well, interestingly, most people, probably about 70 to 80% of them, who become infected with the West Nile virus won't develop symptoms. But about one out of five who are infected will develop symptoms like fever, headache, body aches, joint pains, or maybe even a rash.
So what do people need to remember, even in the wintertime, about mosquito control?
Thankfully, we finally received some pretty nice rain, so we do need to remember to eliminate all the standing water. We all should remove containers such as old tires, buckets, any cans that hold water and can become breeding sites for mosquitoes. We need to drain our flower pots, bird baths, rain gutters, pet dishes, and livestock watering troughs at least once a week. Also, remember to use mosquito repellents when you're outside, and be sure and keep your dogs on heartworm medicine. Truly, mosquitoes are here year-round, so you'll want to continue to take all the precautions.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Assistant Agriculture Commissioner Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.